In the past, I normally go to Wat Bawon on Visakhabusha Day. It's a way of paying respect to the Buddha. With flowers, candles, and essence. But you could also use practice as a mean to pay respect to the Buddha. When you circle around, you could meditate while you walk. Be mindful. You have to help yourself. Nobody could help you. So we circle around to pay respect to the Buddha. So when you walk, you bring flowers and circle around the temple 3 times. In the old days, there's this one lady who fell in love with thieves. He couldn't remember the thief's name or the lady's name. Okay. Sorry, it's like the thief's lure. No, it's not like the lady fall in love with the thief. It's just like the thief lure her on to the mountain, trying to steal her, to rob her, basically. The thieves wanted to kill her, but then the lady just asked the thief if she could pay respect to the Buddha by circling around. And while she was doing that, she could push the thieves, and so that he fell down the mountain. He said, "After you're done with this, you do not go to entertain places." He said he spent his time wisely. So he was very strict with his schedule. Death, he could face death anytime. So you have to have courage. Like if my schedule, I would ask what's the schedule for each day, and then I will stick to that. I will not waste time to do other things. When he was still a government officer, when the senior officer asked him, or told him that they would leave at 3 in the afternoon to go somewhere. So him as a secretary. To be prepared at 8 in the morning so that the subordinates order the subordinates, another subordinates to be prepared at the earlier time. So by 3 p.m. in the afternoon, they got tired of waiting. So I really hate this. Time, we cannot bring back time. We cannot buy time. So every step that you walk, you have to be mindful. Use your time wisely. But don't don't let your mind become a unity. Like when you go to the market or go somewhere and then you try to meditate, if your mind becomes unity, then you could get hit by a car. So at least you have to have mindfulness. Whatever you do, be mindful. So if you cannot be mindful, at least think about the Buddha. Think about his generosity. So by just thinking about the Buddha and how great he is, you could also go to the heaven. But if you can be mindful, then you could also develop wisdom afterward. And you'll be able to acknowledge this body that walks, the mind has a duty of observing certain objects. So when you walk, observe the body that walk, observe that this body is not us. So you gain merit for each step that you walk. But if you walk and think about the Buddha and you're not mindful, then you will keep cycling around in this world. But if your mind becomes calm while you walk, then you could become a Brahma. So to be free from this vicious cycle, you have to be able to see that the body that walks is not us. Observe the 3 characteristics. Be mindful of this body and mind. But if you walk with restless mind, or think about unwholesome thing, then it's useless. But if your mind is restless, thinking about wholesome thing, It's a little bit better than that. But it's hard because when your mind is restless, most of the time it's very risky that you'll go to hell afterward. So keep practicing. This 3 cycles that you will walk today is just the example. But the real thing is what you will face every day. Are you ready to practice? Now, be aware that you have greed. Now, everybody is wanting to walk now. How many of you want to walk? Now that you are sitting, just be aware that you are sitting. Just be aware that you are like fanning yourself. If you can be aware that this body that is sitting is not us, then that's wisdom. Doesn't mean that your practice will start when you start cycling around. I mean circling around this place. You can practice now. Now fruit flies is getting over him, so he tried to fan it away. No. If you hate these fruit flies, it's unwholesome thought when you feel like you hated it. He could feel that the quality of the mind, our quality of the mind is getting improved this year. He said when you do a walking meditation, you walk back and forth. It's not any different than cycling around this place. You can practice in any activity that you do. Now we'll listen to the monks preaching.